Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. Hey, what's up?
Hey. And we got the big homie Frank Kramer in the building joining us today. What's going on, Frank?
Oh, hey, everybody. Now, a fair warning that Heidi, my sparring partner, is out today. So watch out, Brad.
Listen, Frank, don't be trying me, okay? Because I just might prank your ass like Tiffany Haddish did to some of her fans. We'll explain.
Plus, honey, there's a remake of The Bodyguard, honey, in the works. And we've got the perfect people to star in the movie.
And later, Andrew Freund talks to Jessica Chastain and Andrew Garfield about their new movie, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. But let's kick it off, Sherry Shepherd. What you got?
All right, Chewy. Yesterday, Kim Kardashian was a guest on The Ellen Show. And check this out. She revealed some insight into the personalities of her four kids. Watch.
North is like goth. She's into Hot Topics. And she dresses with like she puts fake tattoos on her face. And she listens to Black Sabbath. And she's just like a full goth girl. Every kid is so different. But Shy Shy is my little princess. Anything princess, anything girly girl, that's her.
Wow.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh,
wow.
That is really, really cute. So,
precious.
Kim has been dressing kind of goth lately. You think that North inspired this goth look?
Sherry, of course North inspired. She saw her daddy dressed up like that once, and she told her mom, you better look like dad if you want to keep him here. So, honey, now Kim is dressed up like her husband. So, yes.
Sherry.
Most definitely. Yes.
I think it's right out of the Kris Jenner playbook where she has the four kids and they all different personalities so they can create another show.
Yeah.
Like there's the formula for Survivor. You know, you got the gay guy, you got the actress, you got the rapper, you got the redneck, and you got the Puerto Rican.
Right. Wow.
It's like the perfect scenario for a show.
Single-handedly repopulating the planet.
They sure are.
Yeah.
And speaking of keeping it real, we know Tiffany Haddish is ready for anything, right? You ready?
Oh,
she ready.
She ready.
Well, Madame Tussauds in Las Vegas just revealed a wax figure of Tiffany, and Tiffany decided to prank some fans by pretending to be an employee at the museum.
Oh, that's cute.
Take a look at this.
I'm here at Madame Tussauds Vegas, and today we're going to prank some guests. I'm going to be standing around pretending to be a selfie expert. And I'm just wondering, are they ready? Because she ready. And it's the unveiling of Tiffany Haddish. What do you think?
I love her so much. Wait a minute.
When they do this.
I love her sense of humor. I love Tiffany too.
Great. But Tiffany has one of those recognizable voices too, so when she starts talking,
you know.
That's why I think in the video it's like there was no really build up because it was like it's Tiffany. I mean, if she started talking and you knew who it was.
Right.
Yeah. So, Brett, what would you do if your favorite star surprised you like this?
First of all, I would have to be surprised because I know voices really well. So I would have known this was Tiffany Haddish's voice, you know. So they would have to do something really crazy, like when Wendy did it. She sat there like she was the display and came to life on their ass. And they was like, oh, my God, how you doing?
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, but can we actually say this is the first time that Madame Tussauds actually got it right? Like, it looks like Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah,
like, I know we've reported so many times where the wax figures look nothing like the actual star. Like, this wax figure looks like Tiffany.
I was expecting it to look Tiffany Haddish-ish, but no, they really got it right. Like, they nailed it.
Why'd they make her look like the princess from Coming to America?
All right, now I love this part of the show because it's time for another dish debate. Dish debate.
Dish debate. Dish debate. Dish debate.
So check this out, y'all. Chantel Jackson, who is Nelly's ex-girlfriend, shared a major problem on Twitter. She said, when you're showering and realize there's no more body wash and you have to use shampoo.
Oh,
now, Gary, I want to hear from you first, Gary. What do you feel about this situation?
If y'all would be honest about it, y'all know that's true because, honey, I had to use dishwashing liquid, but still, soap is soap, honey. So you bathe with whatever you got to bathe with.
You don't get an infection, Gary. You can't use dishwashing detergent.
Yes, you can.
Oh, my gosh, Gary, you're going to go to the doctor.
You know, for once I'm with Gary on this, you got to go into desperado mode when you run out of stuff and use whatever is available. Anything except Ajax.
I've used the bacon, the Arm & Hammer.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day, I used that, too. Yeah, I mean, came out real clean.
But that doesn't work for women. We have a few open parts that stuff cannot get into.
I have open parts, and it worked.
But, Gary, look at this. You're talking about you use dish detergent. Dawn, they use Dawn to get the oil off the bird. When the birds were stuck in that water with the oil.
Yeah.
You can't be using that for your private parts.
It's my soap.
I used hand sanitizer as toothpaste once.
Yes.
Oh,
How did that work out?
It tastes like Bacardi Limon. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, Frank, and show them that tooth you can take out your mouth from that daggone hand sanitizer. Yeah.
That's what happened. That's what happened. Yes.
All right, so now Hollywood is making some major moves on a sequel front and also running out of ideas. Now, after 33 years, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito are teaming back up to give us another twins.
Wow.
But this time, it's going to be triplets because they've added Tracy Morgan to the mix as the third long-lost sibling.
Man.
So the plot was there was a secret third baby born, a black baby that didn't know each other from very early in the movie where they met and they achieved a bond together after all these years.
Wow.
But this has been floating around for a while because a long time ago they were saying that Eddie Murphy was going to be in this and he actually suggested the plot twist.
Tracy Morgan's in his 50s and Arnold and Danny are in their 70s. So it's kind of, is that an insult to Tracy Morgan to say you kind of look like you're in your 70s? Do you could be these guys' brothers?
Well, it would be long-lost brothers. Mean, they would be like younger brother. They didn't know. They
you're
didn't
lost
know.
If you're 20 years younger than these guys. How long,
he was really
how
lost.
Long are you in there?
But you know what, Frank? It ain't brain surgery. It ain't supposed to be outlet. If you taking apart the right. movie like that, you in the wrong movie.
Well, y'all, Tracy Arnold and Danny, this is going to be the oddest sibling trio ever. Now, can you imagine what kind of shenanigans Tracy is going to have Danny and Arnold doing?
Yes, Brad. And you, so it's tailor-made. Like, you can picture Tracy's voice in everything.
Ooh,
I'm already yes. laughing at the scenario. I can't wait to see
it. Yo, Danny, I'm your brother.
All right, y'all. Well, Hollywood, honey, is also trying to remake the 1992 blockbuster hit, The Bodyguard. Now, that starred the late Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. And guess who is campaigning, honey, for Whitney's role? Lizzo, honey. So
okay.
a fan tweeted that Lizzo would be great, honey, as the leading lady. And Lizzo was here, honey, for it all. And she has a bodyguard in mind, none other than Chris Evans, y'all.
Yes.
She posted a video, y'all, on social media endorsing Chris to be her leading man. Now, can y'all see Lizzo and Chris, honey, in the remake?
See, I would love to see that a plus-size woman being the bodyguard.
Yes.
You totally
yes.
could see Lizzo doing it.
Yes.
She could definitely
yes.
hit those
and she
notes.
Could do it.
Do you know who else could do
yeah.
this? Our very own Frank and Sherry. I think it
oh,
makes sense.
Yeah.
I think the studio should seriously consider this, and it should happen, y'all. Like, what do you think?
We should let Frank and Sherry reenact the scene where Kevin told Whitney that he couldn't give her the eggplant anymore.
Oof.
Okay.
Frank, this is going to be good.
Let's give it a shot. All right, you ready, Frank?
Ready, ready, y'all,
action.
Ready?
I told you I can't protect you like this.
So that's it for me? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't believe it.
Well, you can live with it, or you can fire me.
But I can't sleep with you.
That scene.
Okay.
I thought you was Miss Seeley in The Color Purple. See? I'm so dramatic, girl. And the Oscar goes to Sherry Shepherd.
The Razzie goes to Sherry Shepherd.
There you go, there you go.
You said the Razzie. You got to say the Razzie.
Well, if I sounded like Miss Seeley, I'm going to step down. I ain't auditioning.
Coming up, Nico Tortorella says sexy time sessions with the wifey are only for kids. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So Nico Tortorella opened up about trying to conceive with their wife, Bethany Myers.
Mm.
Now, Nico was on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said that though they are in a polyamorous relationship, they are being monogamous while trying to get pregnant. Okie dokie. And Nico says that they haven't had sex with anyone else except each other since February of 2020, and that this is the most straight and monogamous they have ever been in their 15 years of knowing each other. And it's a bleeping process. Well, yeah,
wow.
It sounds confusing. It just sounds confusing right off right there.
Frank, Nico says they're only having sex to get pregnant right now. Could you only do the nasty to conceive, brother? Would you be okay with that?
I never had sex to conceive, and I ended up with two kids anyway. So, I mean, there's still only one way that you're going to get a partner pregnant, and that's if his wife, or their wife, I'm sorry, has sex with another man.
They haven't had sex, so they haven't, they haven't had sex outside of the marriage for the last 2 years because they want to get pregnant. All right. So you think that, you know, you're giving him, giving kudos that they're keeping it real?
Yeah, I think they're keeping it real. I think they're keeping it 100. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, especially if they're trying to make a family. No, Frank?
No, I think they have been having sex, but not all in the same room.
Okay.
They were having Frankations outside of the relationship. Okay, got it, got it.
Well, probably never going to understand completely, but moving on, Kate Hudson is being trolled, but don't worry, it's only from her son. Yes, Kate was on the late night show with Seth Meyers, and they talked about how Ryder makes fun of Kate's wellness videos. Take a look.
Oh. Kate Hudson here. I know you know me because you follow me. So funny. Today we're going to be making goji berry in bloom protein shake. It's delicious. I give it to my kids. They love it. My whole family does it.
Fairly accurate. Is it safe to say it's fairly accurate?
Yeah, it's fairly accurate.
Oh my gosh, Jeffrey, like literally when I was trying to do my sexy photo shoot for Ditch Nation's 10th season, he walks in and he's like, so what are you doing? Is it like, what, you're too old to be doing this. You're going to fall off the table. I was posing on the table and he's like, it's shaking. You're too heavy for the table. He makes fun of me all the time. Like his mom has no sexuality. Yeah. Have they ever gotten you, Frank, you and your wife, like in your, like naked or do something intimate? Like, didn't they get you, you know, like brushing your teeth or something like that? That's totally private.
Yeah, they usually get me on the toilet because they said one that I use at the other end of the house has a weird, like one of those slider doors that disappears into the wall.
Not really
and,
a lock
and the
there.
Lock's broken. Yeah. So they're always like standing outside talking. I'm like, I'm in here. So they have, I'm so afraid they're going to open the door.
My man Frank's on the west wing of the house, man. My man's far away.
Oh, my gosh.
Far away.
Oh, my gosh. I love that TikTok reel.
Well, Brad, I hear you have a great deal for the ladies.
Ladies, I have the cutest purses for you. It's the two-pack touchscreen purse backed by Lori Grenier. These purses keep your smartphone clean, safe, and it gives you easy access because the protective see-through touchscreen window allows you to talk, text, browse social media, and more while your phone is safely tucked away.
Now, this is so convenient, honey. Now, the girls can just throw it on as a crossbody or over the shoulder with its adjustable strap, and it's just enough room for your phone, credit card, keys, and a little cash.
You know, I like the fact that it's vegan leather. My nieces is gonna love this, especially because the clear window is water-resistant, and it's backed by Shark Tank's Lori Grenier, who is one of my favorite sharks on the show.
Now, Brad, how much are these purses, girl?
Well, usually these purses have been seen as high as $60, but for two, our Dish Nation viewers can get two for just $19.
Oh, Lord, stop playing.
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, Andrew Freund talks with Jessica Chastain and Andrew Garfield about their new movie, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. You don't want to miss that. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because the power of the Lord is within us. And I am getting ready to talk with Jessica Chastain and Andrew Garfield for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. I guess my first question is I could not get your voice out of my head after watching this movie. Which, when you were like not filming, were you still speaking like her? Like, how was that for you?
I still, every once in a while, I'll be doing something with my friends or my team that worked on the film. And we just like, you know, break into the, y'all, you know, we kind of just start talking like her. And I realized there's two characters that have been like that, Celia Foote and Tammy Faye Baker. And I think it's because both of them, I just love the way their voice, it was so fun to speak like them and so sweet. And so those voices come back quite easily.
Now let's talk about your transformation, because you know, I didn't even recognize you at all. But, and I read how, you know, it was like up your skin and the prosthetics.
Yeah, I made a joke about the prosthetics. I was like, I made a joke and then I said, I'm kidding, actually. which the LA Times printed, but every other journalist only decided to print the joke part. The reality is it did zero damage to my skin. They were the best artists, and, you know, the prosthetics people, the makeup artists, the hair people were so careful with me. I mean, we were working, the longest was 7.5 hours in the makeup chair. I could not have been with a better team, and clearly my skin is fine.
Yes, I'm yes, she looks good. I don't see any damaged skin. There's no rosé. Yep. Yeah, she looks great. Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. She's okay.
Do you find a commonality with other Andrews like me? Do we have like a sense of commonality? What do you think about that?
Immediately.
Talk to me. I know you and Jess went into some of these churches, but is the power of the Lord within you, Andrew, now? Do you feel God's love? And could you lead a church?
Power of the Lord is in all of us, and the power of the Lord I will put into quotation marks, because I believe that we all have the divine in us. You call it God, call it your higher power, call it universal cosmic consciousness, call it the interconnectedness of all things, call it the fact that we all are born and we're all going to die and go back to the everything, call it, you know, energy. We are all just energy sharing space. There is no separation between me and you.
You just gave me a sermon right there. Like, bravo, bravo. I read an old interview with Tammy Faye, and she said a woman needs these things: clear shoes and sandals, a wig, shoulder pads, and expensive accessories. Which of those still apply today, Jess?
Can we just say anyone needs those? Why do we have to say a woman? Like, isn't everyone's life better, like, with, like, clear shoes, a wig, nice accessories, and then what else?
Shoulder pads.
Come on, like, everyone, it's just a better day. Let's all just keep that in our closet.
Jess, you nailed it. Congratulations. I love the movie. I can't wait to tell people to watch it. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Go put on your wig and your shoulder pads.
I'm going right now, girl. I am.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So Iman Shumpert is ready to debut on Dancing with the Stars on Monday.
Yes.
And during a recent interview, Iman revealed how rehearsals were going and shared his wife, Tana Taylor's, reaction to finding out he was going to be competing for the big Mirror Ball trophy. He said she laughed, but it quickly turned into her competitive spirit to say, I better win.
Yeah, you better win. But Frank, have you ever shared something with your wife and she laughed at it? I would assume so.
Actually, yes. I did share something with her and she laughed hysterically, and then it got her pregnant. She thought there was no possible way. Yeah. Joke's on you, honey.
I love it. But Sherry, you were on Dancing with the Stars and you were awesome on it. Did anybody kind of give you the side eye, laugh, or have their opinion when you told them you were going to be on the show?
Yeah, my family did, Chewy. Okay. They were like, you can't dance.
Now, Sherry, did you memorize the dances just for, you know, the night of the competition? Or if somebody walked up to you right now and started doing a foxtrot, you'd be able to jump right back in, no problem.
Yeah, it's a muscle memory. I know how to do it now. I know how to do the jive. I know how to do all of that. It's like a muscle memory, but I don't know if it looked good doing it.
I'll shimmy out of the closing credits. Let's just shimmy out of the closing credits. There you go.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.